Or since this 4th of July week as compared to last week, the Biden administration releasing about 40 million gallons of gas from the Northeast Strategic Reserve to try to steady those prices for the holiday. Former President Trump moving to have his hush money conviction thrown out, citing yesterday's Supreme Court ruling granting presidents immunity for official acts taken while in office. They say it's because juries saw evidence they believe should have been protected by presidential immunity. Top Democrats continue voicing concern about President Biden's future as the party's nominee following last week's debate performance. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Six family members have died after a fire that happened at a home in Juneau County. A 911 caller reported a house fire early Sunday morning at Murrow's Mile Road in Nisida. According to the Juneau County Sheriff's Office, the individual believed that two or three people were possibly still in the home. When Juneau County deputies arrived at the home, they discovered it was fully engulfed in flames. They also noticed multiple people standing near the driveway of the home, and deputies escorted those individuals to a safe distance away. Six people were unaccounted for, three adults and three children. Those six people were believed to still be inside the home. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office said on Sunday that their dive team recovered the missing 63-year-old man that went underwater in Lake Wisconsin on the Wisconsin River. Authorities were unable to find the man on Saturday and called off the search for the night due to the darkness. Sunday afternoon, with the assistance from the Wisconsin DNR, the man was found and recovered from the water. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
We have some rain and thunderstorms on the way today into tonight. A half inch to an inch of rain possible by the time it all winds down late tonight. Our high today, 73. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 83. More rain and thunderstorms on the way Thursday night into Friday. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday. Hopefully you're staying dry. I'm Maddie Jones. Here's Rick Springfield.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman?
99.7 Max FM.
Yes. Me again. And I'm back.
See, there is Creep. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:09 right now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this very rainy, damp kind of Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Maddie. I just took the dogs out so they could take care of their early morning business and somehow managed to stay fairly dry. So nice. I got that going for me.
Nice. Just as Aspen and I were heading inside, it let out a huge downpour. And I was like, oh, look at that. We're wet again. Now, she doesn't particularly love it when it's like this. So she's a little hesitant to be out there anyway. So we won't spend a ton of time outside today unless it's a dry period, which it doesn't really look like we're going to get many of those if you look at the actual forecast and radar. It looks like we're going to have some of these showers and thunderstorms popping up throughout most of today. At least that's how it's playing out early this morning. Of course, we know that Mother Nature likes to change things on us, so we'll hope that she decides we don't need rain all day throughout our Tuesday.
We'll see.
Oh, my goodness. We definitely don't need the moisture. We could use a couple more days of drying out, but here we are, more rain, and then there's more rain scheduled for the 4th of July as well, at least according to what we have right now. We're going to talk about the forecast in just a moment. Now, anything fun and exciting going on in your household right now? Anything that we should know about, or is it just kind of normal everyday stuff at this point?
Well, just that today is the teenager's birthday. He turns 15 today.
That's exciting.
So, yeah. So the parade starts officially around 10. And,
are we all invited? Are we all
yes,
able
yes,
to come
everyone
with streamers
is invited,
and balloons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
all right.
Yeah.
So how does he like to celebrate a birthday? Does he like to keep it kind of down low? Does he like to go out and do some fun stuff with the family? How does your 15-year-old like to celebrate a birthday?
Well, see, now this one, because it falls in the week, not everybody can get off
sure.
from work. So he has big brothers that aren't really able to make it here today because mm-hmm. it's a work day. So he's kind of following his dad's lead. He just kind of wants a chill birthday. He's going to have a friend come over a little later on in the afternoon, and they're going to hang out for a little while. But otherwise, it's just going to be really just the three of us. We're probably going to go out and get some pizza later on, and then he wants chicken enchiladas for dinner, so mom's going to make that. And yeah, I mean, it'll be pretty low-key.
See, yeah. And we've always had to have pretty low-key birthdays with our boys simply because they are very close to Christmas. I mean, Max is literally like 1 week after the new year, and Dexter is in mid-February. And so when they were growing up, I mean, when they were really little, we didn't make them choose birthday gift or big celebration or whatever. We didn't give them really any choices. We just celebrated. And then as they got older and they could kind of differentiate between the fact that we had just come off this major holiday and now it's your birthday, we would make them choose, do you want to do something or do you want a gift? And so yeah. every year they got to choose, because sometimes they really wanted something that they maybe didn't get for Christmas, or they really wanted mom and dad to get it because it was a little bit more than their little piggy banks at the time could, you know, handle kind yeah. of thing. So, you know, they would choose, but we ended up usually doing something. My kids aren't very materialistic, which is good. I always appreciated that about them. They don't really like a lot of stuff. They're kind of minimalists at the same time. So they're good with never having a lot of clutter around them. And so that was kind of why they always chose to do something for their birthday. Now, I remember one year, Max was about 11 or 12. The kid absolutely had no idea what he wanted for his birthday. Didn't know if he wanted to do something. There was a couple things he kind of wanted. And so I said to Corey, like one day out, I said, we got to like plan something for this kid, right? It was his 13th birthday, because it's kind of a biggie, right? Turning into a teenager. And so we were living in the Twin Cities at the time. So I literally put together like a scavenger hunt day. So he would get a clue and then he'd have to guess where we were driving to next. So it was in, because
oh, cool.
winter,
yeah.
you know, indoor mini golf and his favorite hot cocoa place and all of that kind of stuff. So it was just a day of hanging out in the Twin Cities and going to all of Max's favorite place and then culminating at his favorite restaurant of all time. So he got to do that. But I didn't know what else to do for him, because if the kid doesn't know, you know, as a parent, you want to celebrate
yeah.
the big milestones in life. 13's a big one. And so I was like, well, mom will throw something together here.
They always keep us on their toes, on our toes, actually. But, you know,
yeah.
the other thing that I've always felt bad about is the fact that when somebody has a birthday that is so close to Christmas or on Christmas.
Yes.
And that's always kind of unfortunate, because then you have people that they give them their birthday and their Christmas
right?
present all inclusive as
right?
one, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody deserves a birthday present and a Christmas present
separate. You deserve to have both acknowledged. Absolutely. That was always the way I felt about it as well. In fact, we had some friends in the Twin Cities that we met through our homeschool co-op. They had a daughter who was born on Christmas Eve. And so she made it a point to make sure that if you were going to give her a gift, that was fine. But then at least bring her a card or something for the other celebration. Mm-hmm. If you were going to bring her a Christmas gift, then at least give her a birthday card. And then she also went as far as to do her half birthday in June. Because, you know, plus middle of winter in the Midwest, what do our kids actually get to do for their birthdays? It's always got to be an inside thing if you're, you know, cursed with a winter birthday and you live in the Midwest.
Right.
And
unless so they're really into sledding, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Or ice skating, which we did a few sledding parties. I remember those. It was always freezing out. But she always did a half birthday for that reason as well, so that she could have her friends get together, because that was the other thing. How do you get all your friends together over a Christmas holiday? Everybody's traveling, everybody's super busy, they've got plans with family, and so she missed out. She felt like she missed out on that birthday experience. So in June, she'd usually have a big get together at the lake or one of the water park or something like that in the area, so that she could kind of actually celebrate her birthday. And her cake would never say happy birthday, but it acknowledged it with, you know, a birthday cake is essentially what it was, but it didn't actually say happy birthday. It just had her name on it and stuff like that. So she tried to kind of separate it out a little bit the best that she could. But no, I've always thought that as well. I feel bad for those birthdays that are right at Christmas, because people, you know, they cheap out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I get it. The holidays are expensive enough. I totally understand. Uh-huh. But, you know, you got to acknowledge the fact that this person just turned another year older, unless you're my husband, who perpetually wants to be 30 years old because he stopped having birthdays as soon as he turned 30. I was like, that's not how it works. That's not exactly how this works here. But that's all right. Every year, though, I remind him, oh, is it okay that you're 46 this year? He'll be like, I quit having birthdays at 30. See, again, not how it works.
He's trying to cheat the system is what he's trying to do.
Yes, he is. He is. It doesn't quite work that way. The receding hairline and the fact that, you know, every time he moves now and gets out of the chair, he sounds like he's got Rice Krispies in his one knee. Those are not ways. They're not buying the fact that you're still 30 after all these years. They are not buying it. That's for sure. But those are part of the ailments of getting older, right? At least Phoenix doesn't have to worry about those ailments on his 50th
Not for a
birthday.
While. Although some days you kind of wonder. He makes the sound of an 80-year-old man when he's coming up the stairs. I'm like, wait, you're
Sometimes
not even,
I'm like,
you're
just
turning 15. Yeah.
Just go to bed earlier. Maybe you'd feel better if you just slept or something.
But you can't
I don't know.
Tell him that, of course, because then they'll
I know.
Just
Speaking
do what they
of my
want
husband,
to do.
He's a little bit in a little trouble this morning. So last night, about 8 o'clock, I decided I needed to finish cleaning up the kitchen and change the garbage. Well, we live in Raccoon Central. We've even got raccoons that have figured out how to get into our garbage cans and get stuff out of them. So what does he do? He walks past the garbage sitting by the door 4 different times last night, never put it in the can. Guess what I woke up to this morning?
Yeah.
It's a mess out there. And I think I even said to him twice before I went to bed, because he had to put Aspen out, you know, for her last night potty of the night. I said, when you take her out, could you please put the garbage in the can so that the raccoons don't destroy it? Yep, got it. That's what I got from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a photo this morning and I was like, you got it, huh? This is awesome.
So then who gets
gloves.
To clean up
me.
The raccoon
it'll,
leftovers?
It'll be me. I'll put on the rubber gloves, because, boy, did they destroy a lot of stuff out there. It is strewn all over our deck. And this morning, I kind of overslept, not purposely, accidentally. So I didn't actually get going and get into the routine that I normally do. Well, then that throws you all off, right? You're in a panic for the rest of the day, which is how I've been all morning. And so I didn't actually have time to clean it up this morning. And I was like, and now it's all wet. It sat out in the rain all night. It's
good
disgusting.
Yeah.
It's soggy. And I was like, oh, now I have to clean this up. I should make him do it. I should make him do it is what I should do. four times. Four times he walked by it. Twice I told him to get it in the can. I mean, I put it out there. Now you can take it to the... It's five steps. Five steps. Oh, my goodness.
So. Already, instinctively, I'm feeling the pain that he would probably go through. I mean, I have been in those scenarios before myself. I don't know
so
what
gross.
It is about husbands and guys. I don't know. We're dumb sometimes.
There's a hurricane barreling into the islands.
He's
and potentially
distracted.
He is. Yeah. He is, actually, because we have chasers heading down in that direction. And so there's a whole lot of logistics when you're dealing with a hurricane the size of Beryl right now and going to actually where it's going to land to make first landfall. So we have chasers that are going to be in Jamaica. And so there's logistics with that, though, because, well, island countries, it's not so easy to get on and off and communicate if this hurricane is actually as destructive as they think it might be. So there's a few things that are in play there. So I think he was probably in the middle of all of the planning last night when we were talking about the garbage. And again, though, he almost had to trip on it. Like, he literally almost had to trip on it to get out the door. I mean, he had to have at least walked around it if he didn't trip on it. Aspen probably went over the top of it. So I don't know how you miss it, but I'll give him a pass, even though, you know, I was crabby this morning. Oh, I was crabby. I was so crabby when I stepped outside, and the first thing I heard was something crunching under my feet, because I didn't even have to look at what it was. I just instinctively knew that, no, this is something from the garbage, because, oh, yep, there it is, all strewn across the deck right now. So sopping disgusting.
An immediate thought where you think, this could have been prevented.
Yes, I said to Aspen, I said, all he had to do was walk it five steps over here. That's exactly what I said to Aspen. It was like 6 a.m. She doesn't care. She's like, whatever, Bobby, let's go get out this dud in the rain because I'm getting soaked. You know, that's all she cared about in the middle of the rainstorm. But we'll get it worked out this morning. Chances are when he sees the photo, it's going to be my fault, too. I just want everybody to know this. It's going to be my fault because I sat it on the deck and I could have walked it to the garbage as well. Yes, I could have. I totally admit that. I was in the middle of doing dishes, making dinner and sweeping for the final part of the night. And I was also in the process of getting my stuff ready for the morning, stuff ready for him and Dexter for the morning, all of that kind of stuff. So I just sat it outside thinking, well, he's got to come home. He's going to walk past it. Then he went out to his car to get something. So he walked past it. Then he came back in and he walked past it. And then he put Aspen out for a final time and walked past it two more times after I told him twice to take it to the can.
After you describe all of this, I already feel like your wrath is not quite as intense as the wrath I have felt that I have gone through. So you kind of put it out of your mind quicker. That's what it sounds like. Like you'll let it go. You'll drop it quicker.
No, I won't. I'll keep digging at him. I'm passive aggressive. I'm totally passive aggressive. Because the next time I put it out there, I'll be like, could you actually get it in the can this time? Unlike a couple nights ago, that'd be neat. Thank you. I'm a little passive aggressive. So, and he knows that. So it'll continue to dig for a while. I'll be like, oh, don't let this bother you. If it's in your way, let me just slide it over to the side so the raccoons can get to it again.
Put out a whole buffet for the raccoons tonight and just make it easier for them?
I mean, there was chicken in there. There was it was pretty disgusting. Yeah. At any rate, we'll get it cleaned up. But unfortunately, our poor neighbors have to look at it for a little bit longer because busy and all, but we'll get to it. So we know that the 4th of July is quickly approaching. We're only a couple of days away before we celebrate America's birthday. And Google Trends posted its big 4th of July roundup looking at the top things that we're Googling right now. Because, well, anytime we have something big coming our way, isn't it the most natural thing to do? Go to Google? Because it'll tell you everything, right? So here are some of the highlights right now. The top how-to grill searches this year are for corn on the cob, salmon, asparagus, chicken, and burgers, which makes total sense. If you're doing some sort of barbecue with friends, family, or just on your own. The top boozy drinks that we're Googling this year include Bomb Pop Cocktail, Sangria, Aviation Cocktail, Margarita, and some sort of new spritz that's out there, which all of those sound amazing. You're not really going wrong with all of those. If you have any sort of cocktail or adult beverage in your hand on the 4th of July, I feel like you're excelling at life just a little bit. Most of the salads that we're Googling aren't really the leafy kind for the 4th of July. Pasta salad, cucumber salad, chicken salad, fruit salad, potato salad. Again, don't leave that out in the sun if it's sunny on 4th of July. Macaroni salad, corn salad, jello pretzel salad, which is oddly specific but sounds delicious. It's actually a dessert. And cowboy caviar. Those are the things that we're Googling. Cowboy caviar is the best. If you've never had, it's got like black beans and some tomatoes and some peppers. And then you make like a really great sauce over it. And then you can serve it with, you know, fruits, veggies, sure. Some crackers, all of that. But it really is very, very good. And then we also have trazodone for dogs. That's something else that's being Googled right now, because obviously not all dogs are happy with the booming sounds coming from the sky. So this is an anxiety med that helps them deal with the fireworks. Searches for it always spike in early July. And then there's also searches for baby headphones that spike a little bit this time of the year as well. The top things to do searches are for water parks, fireworks, camping, movies, and trips to the zoo. So obviously we're making our plans for the 4th of July. And the top trending red, white, and blue clothing search this year is for skorts. That's a skirt short hybrid. I thought those went out a long time ago, but apparently they're making a comeback in a big sort of way, and women are loving them. T-shirts are next, and then the hat. So if you're, you know, in the mood to dress patriotically, those are the things that you can search for on the old Googles right now. Now, if you don't have plans for the 4th of July, Finn, let's remind everybody that Baraboom's is going to be taking place in its new location this year over at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus. I've seen a whole lot of people over on social media saying things like, is Baraboo having fireworks? Where can we see fireworks? Well, we're going to help you out, because the gates on this for this whole event open at 5 p.m. on the 4th of July. This is a family-friendly event. And there's going to be a lot of cool stuff happening over at the campus. We're talking live music by the Blacker Brothers Band. There's going to be a kids area, first responder open house, food trucks, beer garden, and it's all going to end with the amazing Festival Foods fireworks display. And let me tell you, they always go above and beyond. It is always a gorgeous, gorgeous display if you've had the opportunity to see it. Now, as I mentioned, gates will open at 5. Fireworks will be at dusk. It's free to get into the grounds. Of course, you're going to want to have a little cash on you because, well, who wants to sit there and smell the food coming from the food trucks and then not actually have anything?
That would be torture to not get something from the food trucks.
Exactly. And plus, you know, adult beverage or two. I said it, you're excelling at life if there's an adult beverage in your hand on the floor. So got to have that taken care of as well. Now, if you do want more information about the Baraboom's festivities, baraboo.com is the place to go for all of that. Now, let's talk about this forecast right now. Because today, well, it's pretty darn gross out there. It's going to be a little damp. Rain and thunderstorms throughout today, tonight. We could see a half inch to maybe an inch of rain before this is all said and done. A high today of 73, down to 67 tonight. Tomorrow should be a beautiful day, though. Lots of sunshine, 83 for a high. Then we get to Thursday, which of course is the 4th of July. We can expect potential for more rain, some more thunderstorms. That's going to be Thursday night, and then into Friday as well. We're going to keep our fingers crossed that Mother Nature gives us a reprieve, though, because we all want to go do our outdoor plans on the 4th of July. Right now, it is 59.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Watch the Baraboo fireworks from the best view in town, the Boo U campus. Friends of the Campus is throwing a party in the campus cafe and balcony. Join them for fireworks with friends July 4th starting at 6 p.m. Enjoy food and beverages along with music by Boo U alumni Shondell Marks. And you can support the campus with scholarships for area students. Tickets are available online at friendsofthecampus.org. Have a happy Independence Day.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030. because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Max FM. 7:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hey, remember, coming up before 8 o'clock, not only do we have birthdays, but Alice in Dairyland is going to join us to talk about all things dairy in the great state of Wisconsin. It's a Steve Miller Band now on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now. And if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you want to shop local, we'd love for you to head over to MaxFMBigDeals.com this morning. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Things for you, things for the home, delicious food, some great adult beverages, a little entertainment as well. Now, here's an example of some of the things you're going to find when you stop over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss, a new healthier version of you. You work one-on-one with Dr. Angela, all based on your DNA. $150 certificate, only $85 right now at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Also, Backrope Baraboo Motors. If the car needs a little service work, this is a great opportunity. A $50 service certificate right now is only $30 when you're shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And of course, we always like to talk about some of the food, some of the drinks. How about the Mead King of Rock Springs? A $20 certificate for you to try some of their locally sourced meads. So absolutely delicious. $20 certificate, $14 right now when you're shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Really, no matter what you're looking for, we've got you covered. And remember, there's a whole lot of instant deals over there as well, which means they're right there on your phone. You're not waiting for us to send you any certificates. And you have your 4th of July plans all laid out right there on your phone. And the coolest part is, you're saving yourself a whole lot of money. The certificates make great gifts as well. Nobody has to know that you saved that money over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Check it out right now. A detailed look at your forecast on the way, along with sports. And as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, Allison Dairyland, she's joining us before 8 o'clock. Birthdays and anniversaries also coming up. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us 355-9970.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped the opener of their series in Colorado to the Rockies last night by the final count of 8-7 in 10 innings. The crew fell behind early but battled back to tie it, would fall behind again, then would score three in the top of the 8th inning to take a one-run lead. The Rocks would tie it in the bottom half and then would walk it off in the bottom of the 10th. The Brewers and Rockies play game two of their series tonight in Mile High, 7:40 first pitch. Dallas Keuchel gets the start against Ryan Feltner. On the minor league baseball in the Midwest League, Wisconsin smashes Beloit 11-1 in their series opener last night. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks ink veteran point guard DeLon Wright to a one-year contract. Football, where the Wisconsin Badgers add to their 2025 recruiting class with a commitment from offensive lineman Hardy Watts out of Massachusetts. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have some rain and thunderstorms on the way today into tonight. A half inch to an inch of rain possible by the time it all winds down late tonight. Our high today, 73. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 83. More rain and thunderstorms on the way Thursday night into Friday. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
7:38 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this very rainy Tuesday. Make sure you have that umbrella handy for most of today. You're going to need it. Here's Daniel Bedingfield. Got to get through this. Birthday's next on Max FM.
Give me just a moment, then I'll be. Just another day and then I'll meet you tight.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:41 right now. And Finn, because we've got Alice in Dairyland joining us in just a few minutes, we're going to jump right into the birthday. I'm so excited. Alice in Dairyland is always a wonderful conversation. I love it when they join us on the morning show. And this year's Alice in Dairyland, which we're going to be introduced to in just a few minutes. Her name is Ashley Hagenow, and so she's going to be joining us as the official Alice, who's actually, her reign ends in the next week or so, and then there's a new Alice in Dairyland that comes in for another year. So very excited, though, to talk with her, and we're going to do that in just a few moments. Talk about all things dairy in the great state of Wisconsin. I mean, we feel like we're pretty versed at that here, just because we talk so much about it, but, you know, she's going to let you know a whole lot more than we ever could. So it's always fun. Yeah. Now, we do have birthdays, though, that we've got to get to here very quickly. And before we jump into our celebrity side of things, let's remind everybody that if you're celebrating or maybe know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. So we're going to start with Margot Robbie on the list. Of course, Barbie, and she also played Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad movies. She's celebrating her 34th birthday today. She really did like epitomize Barbie, did she not? She was everything that Barbie should be, especially when they were doing all of the early press junkets early on before that movie hit theaters. I mean, she made everybody in the cast dress exclusively in pink. She had outfits for red carpets that were modeled after Barbie clothes and everything. I mean, she really took it to like the next level to become Barbie when that movie came out. Lindsay Lohan is celebrating a birthday today as well. She is celebrating her 38th. Now, she's making a new movie with Jamie Lee Curtis. Have you seen this? It's
no.
A remake of Freaky Friday. And obviously, a few years later, Lindsay no longer a teenager. And I believe it has to do with maybe Lindsay being a mom and Jamie Lee being the grandma. I'm not really sure. Nobody's really talked much about the premise. But there's been, you know, sneak peeks of them on set together already. So this is a thing. It's happening. It's coming back out. So, yay, another remake.
Yay. So Lindsay has been laying low for a while. Right?
That's right. Married now. She's got an adorable baby. So there is that. I mean, she kind of got herself into a little pickle every now and then early in her, when she was much younger, we'll put it like that. And she's also had the reputation over the years of not being one of the nicest people in Hollywood. So maybe she's mellowed out a little bit as she's gotten older. Ashley Tisdale is celebrating a birthday today as well. You know her best as Sharpay in the High School Musical movies. She was also Savannah on the CW's Hellcats, and she also played Jody in the Scary Movie 5. She's 39 today. Michelle Branch is also celebrating a birthday. Her biggest solo hit was Everywhere. She spent some time in a country duo called The Wreckers, and she's actually married to Patrick Carney, the drummer for the Black Keys. I love the Black Keys, by the way. She is celebrating her 41st birthday today. Wayne Yeoman is celebrating a birthday. He's 46. He plays Wayne Rigsby on The Mentalist, and you also know him as Benedict Arnold on AMC's Turn. Yancey Butler is also celebrating today. She is 54 years old. Her dad was the drummer for The Love and Spoonful, going all the way back to the 1960s. She also played Christopher Mintz Plass's mom, Angie, in both Kick Butt movies. And you may also remember her as the star of TNT's Witchblade series. Jose Canseco is celebrating a birthday today. Now, he shot a finger clean off with his gun in 2014, but doctors were able to reattach it, so I guess that's the good news for Jose Canseco.
Yeah.
These are the things in life you must be careful with, people.
Well, and so this is a reminder that during the 4th of July holiday, yes. Let's be careful out there, okay?
No Jose Canseco moments for anybody. No. Yes, yes. Now, he also claims he stuck Mark McGwire from behind with a shot of steroids. I don't know. It's Jose Canseco. He's been a little out there for a while. Celebrating his 60th birthday, though, today. Hopefully, he doesn't celebrate with any more finger injuries either.
Let's hope.
Right? Bret the Hitman Hart. If you were a big fan of wrestling, you know that name. He is officially a Hall of Famer. He is 67 years old today. Jerry Hall, who used to be married to Mick Jagger, and then she was married to the Fox Overlord, and then she divorced him, and now I don't know what she's doing. Maybe she's just single for a little bit. Anyway, she's celebrating her 68th birthday today. Wendy Shaw, who plays Francine, or at least the voice of Francine, on American Dad, she is 70 years old today. Saul Rubinek, who is a character actor. He played biographer W.W. Beauchamp in Unforgiven, and you might also know him as Artie on Warehouse 13. He's 76 years old. Larry David is celebrating a birthday today. I love Larry David. He's the best. From Curb Your Enthusiasm, he was also the genius and co-creator of Seinfeld. Polly Holiday is celebrating a birthday. Kiss my grits. I loved her. I loved her. She was Flo on Alice, and then she also had her own spinoff for like three shows. It was called Flo. Anyway, 87 for her today. And then
how
Richard,
did they ever get any work done in Mel's Diner?
I don't know.
There was always so much drama. They really weren't compatible, shall we say, in that diner.
You know, and it feels like every time that you came in to get some coffee or something, they were having some sort of major self crisis, so I can't imagine the service was very good. And Mel didn't really look like a guy who cared what kind of food he was putting out on the table either, but you know, somehow it all worked for quite a while, because we loved Alice, and Flo was okay for those three episodes that it actually had. Richard Petty, NASCAR legend, of course, he retired after the 1992 season with 200 victories, almost twice as many as the next driver on the list. He is also 87 years old today. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you want to add somebody, easy stuff, just text us 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast right now. Rain and thunderstorms possible today into tonight. Well, we're seeing the rain already this morning, a whole lot of it, in fact. Half inch to an inch before this all winds up, though. 73 for a high today, 67 tonight. Tomorrow should be a great day. Lots of sun and 83. Then more rain and thunderstorms Thursday night and into Friday. Yes, that means on your 4th of July. Right now, it is 58. Now, coming up in just moments, Alice in Dairyland is going to join us. We're going to find all about the dairy portion of our great state of Wisconsin. So be ready for that. It's going to be a great conversation. Very excited. Right now, though, it's your community calendar. Brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. In addition to the great fireworks shows around the area on Thursday night, it's time for the Fire on the River event in Sauk Prairie. This will be both Friday and Saturday. Swing by and enjoy the festivities along the river. We'll have food, a beer garden, live entertainment all day long, both days, and fabulous firework display on Saturday. Friday, the event will be 5 until 11. They'll also have a custom car show that day. And then on Saturday, Kiwanis Club will be hosting breakfast burritos from 7 until 11 a.m. The Eagle Chase Run Walk from the Sauk Prairie Sports Booth will be held also on Saturday morning, and then the fireworks display will happen at dusk. Get all the details by visiting fireontheriver.org. And on Sunday in Portage, it's the flea market at the Portage Grandstands in the outside arena area. This event will be held the first Sunday of every month all the way through October, rain or shine, come shop or come sell. The event takes place 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Veterans Memorial Field there in Portage. And as always, every Wednesday and Saturday, it's the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will have fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street. This event, again, is every Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12:30. Give Baraboo Farmers Market a like on Facebook to see who will be in attendance the next day.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
You'll find everything you need for your 4th of July celebrations at Pierce's East and West Express and BWP Liquor in Lake Delton. 12 packs of Pabst Blue Ribbon are $11.29 each, or two for $18.99 with an instant coupon. 1.75-liter bottle of Jim Beam Bourbon is $25.99 this week. 8 packs of High Noon Sunsips Vodka Cocktails are $8.99. And get a 15-count 50-milliliter Fireball Summer Party Bag for just $9.99. Happy birthday, America, from all of us at Pierce's Express Markets, serving the Baraboo area for over 100 years.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, this morning, I am very, very excited to be joined by Alice in Dairyland. Now, we've had Alice in Dairyland here on Max FM a few different times, so we want to introduce you to this year's brand new Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow. How are you this morning, Ashley?
Hello. I am doing so well. Excited to highlight Wisconsin's dairy industry and June Dairy Month, as well as some other adventures this morning.
Yes, absolutely. And obviously, we're just coming off of June, going into July. But, you know, you and I were talking before we jumped on the air here. Really, it's Dairy Month every single day in the state of Wisconsin. After all, we are known for the cheese and we're known for the milk and these beautiful, picturesque farms all across the area. So really, let's just start out by talking a little history about dairy in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, I know we produce a lot, but tell us a little bit about how much we're actually producing and how we got started with all of this.
Of course. So dating back to the 1937 to be exact, is when we started celebrating what was known as National Milk Month.
Okay.
So this month was created to promote drinking milk. And then a few years later in 1939 is when National Milk Month became better known as June Dairy Month. And this allowed us to celebrate not just milk and its many uses, but also all of the other delicious dairy products which we enjoy each and every day, whether that is cheese or butter or yogurt or ice cream, you name it. And when it comes to Wisconsin's dairy industry specifically, dairy farming has really been a main pillar of Wisconsin's economy for over 180 years. And if we fast forward now to the year 2024, Wisconsin dairy alone generates $45.6 billion annually to Wisconsin's economy. This is more than the combined total of the Florida citrus industry or Idaho's potato industry. So when it comes to dairy in Wisconsin, it's a pretty big deal. And with June Dairy Month, I don't think anyone celebrates dairy better than we do here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we love our dairy. Everything from our fresh cheese curds to our milk. You go to the state fair, you go to county fairs, and you can run into milk tents and get some delicious, absolutely fantastic milk products. And I mean, who doesn't love a little ice cream on a really hot July, 4th of July week, right? I mean, we like
these things. Absolutely. Yes. And what I've loved about this last month, traveling across Wisconsin for June Dairy Month, is just how much people love hearing about dairy and how much they love enjoying those Wisconsin dairy products. And we officially are now started with National Ice Cream Month. So the first 2 months of the summer are amazing, whether it's June Dairy Month or National Ice Cream Month, to celebrate all of these amazing dairy products and enjoying plenty of the dairy products as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that should be our favorite part, is enjoying all of the dairy products. I mean, we have a football team that we call the Cheeseheads because of the fact that we love our dairy in the state of Wisconsin, right?
We do.
Now, you know, when it comes to the farming community, let's talk a little bit about this, because it is such an important part of what we do in the state of Wisconsin. And we know that the farming industry has been hit kind of hard. So can you tell us a little bit about things that are happening in the farming industry in the state of Wisconsin and things that are being done to kind of mitigate some of the ramifications that we've seen in these rural areas?
Of course. So when it comes to highlighting Wisconsin's dairy industry, I am so proud to share that 95% of our dairy farms here in Wisconsin are family owned. So awesome. Even though nowadays we are seeing more farms join together, or what we call consolidate, in the dairy industry, what that means is that oftentimes it's families who are then working together or becoming partners on a dairy farm in order to continue the family legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Here in Wisconsin, we have over 5,500 dairy farms. And again, that number is that 95% of our dairy farms in Wisconsin are family owned. So especially during June Dairy Month, I had so much fun highlighting just how strong our family farms are in Wisconsin and highlighting the family legacy of our state's dairy industry. At the same time, I was also highlighting how our dairy farmers are sustainable stewards of the land and how they take care of the land and the environment and the animals that they know and love each and every day to provide us with those delicious dairy products. And when it comes to ways that we all can support Wisconsin's dairy industry, one super simple and tangible way to do so is by looking for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese Badge or the Proudly Wisconsin Dairy Badge. So you can find this badge on dairy product packaging, whether it's cheese or milk or butter or ice cream, at your favorite grocery store or other retail location. And when you see this badge, you know that that dairy product has come from a Wisconsin family-owned dairy farm and has been processed right here in Wisconsin. So again, it's a really great way to support local and support Wisconsin's dairy farming families when you see that Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge.
I love it. I think we all want to support local as much as we can. And, you know, we try to shop local. We try to do everything local. And remembering to support our local farmers is just as important. And, you know, when you talk about that badge, I love trying to find that badge when I go into a store. And I especially love it when we have friends who visit from out of state, especially parts where they're not used to the squeaky cheese, because there's nothing better than giving them a fresh squeaky cheese curd and then having them kind of panic for a minute, right? Like, why is my cheese squeaking?
It's such a tradition here in Wisconsin, right, to find those squeaky cheese curds and enjoy them. And they've definitely been present at a lot of June Dairy Month events, too.
I love it. I love it. Now, let's switch gears just a little bit. For anybody who doesn't understand what Allison Dairyland is, do you mind explaining the tradition of Allison Dairyland and this torch that you're carrying forward for the next few months for us?
I absolutely love sharing what Allison Dairyland is with audiences across Wisconsin. So if you're less familiar with the Allison Dairyland program, this is a one-year full-time marketing and public relations professional role under the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. So for 1 year as Alice, I travel across the state of Wisconsin promoting the diversity and abundance of our state's $104.8 billion agricultural industry. And while Wisconsin is very well known for its dairy industry, its cheese and so many other dairy products, we also rank number one in the nation for many other products, whether that's green beans or cranberries, mink pelts, ginseng, corn for silage, the list goes on. Allison Dairyland dates back to the year 1948 when it was first established here in Wisconsin. And this tradition of Alice has spanned for over seven decades in the state of Wisconsin. What's also really cool is that it is a full-time job for me. So I spend many hours on the road engaging with schools, engaging with media partners, visiting farms, attending statewide events to promote Wisconsin agriculture and really serve as that connection point to where our food comes from.
Awesome. Awesome. So you're going to have a busy year is what you're telling us, because there's a lot of ground to cover. Yes. And this is a big state, right?
Yes, there is so much ground to cover. And every year, Alice will travel anywhere between 40,000 to upwards of 50,000 miles.
Oh, my goodness.
Promoting Wisconsin agriculture. So you put